Let me, I'm gonna bring up something.
All right, dude, here we are. We're back, folks. Part two, October 16th, 2023. That is my co-host with the co-most, Big Nate.
Yes. Yep. And that's the host with the most, Big Matt Davis.
Yeah, Big Matt. All right, Nate. So, Nate, you guys said you had something you wanted to say.
Yeah, and I'm going to disappoint you right now.
Okay.
I gained not even a friggin' pound on that cruise. The hell really? Is wrong with me? And I ate, but you know what I noticed? I've been getting full fast. I don't know if it's because I'm getting like older, but I lost about 35 pounds. So I don't know if it has to do with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was getting full. Like we go to a buffet, you see like five plates. I ate one and I walk away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not complaining, but.
Well, why would I be disappointed in that?
Because I didn't gain weight. Fat guy, come on, man. I'm a Davis. I should be out there gaining weight.
It's so true. It is true. But I will say, yeah, but Nate, what I've heard, though, is that when you eat less, your stomach does shrink, and then you don't eat as much, because I have the same problem.
Yeah. Right.
I used to be able to eat a whole big-ass pizza, like a big 12-inch pizza, a pizza and a half all by myself, and now I can't even eat, like, five slices. I'm like, I want to throw up.
Yeah. But think about it, though. Even five slices of all that dough, that's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot. It is a lot. Well, I remember when growing up as a kid, all my buddies would all get pizza, and we couldn't afford it. We never could afford to get our own pizza, so they would all give me their crust. They all felt bad for me and like throw their crust at me like a dog, you know. And I'd eat the crust.
Yeah, come on.
We
wore poor growing up, though. We really had. I mean, I'm not looking for sympathy, but we really had no food.
Yeah. Our poor mother worked three jobs, man. She worked three jobs. Yeah. So, yeah, she did. You're right, man.
Single mothers out there, you're the best.
Yeah. Mothers are the best. Your dad, you're okay, too. We love you, too, Dad.
Yeah. I don't think he listens.
Yeah. No, he does, actually, which kind of makes me nervous. If you listen to some of the past shows, he might be not too happy with us. I don't know.
Yeah.
Just know, Dad, if you do, we love you. We still love you.
Yes, absolutely.
Just give us something to talk about. But Nate, so folks, welcome back. This is part two of today's podcast. We've talked about the Wheel of Rock, and we've talked about remakes and what we like. And again, as Nate said, he likes Van Halen's Pretty Woman, the Roy Orbison remake, and he hates the remake from Metallica. Turn the Page. And I love the remake of Man for Man did for Blinded by the Light, the Bruce Springsteen song. And I can't stand any song that people do the Pink Floyd. I can't stand the remakes of Pink Floyd, but that's just me. Oh, you know, another one I like, Nate, I'm sorry to say it. I like the, was it Nine Inch Nails? Who did that song? The one that Johnny Cash did, you know, what's that, Hurt?
Oh, well, dude, Johnny Cash crushes it. Nine Inch Nails, Hurt.
Yes. Right.
Hurt.
So it's their Johnny song, Cash. Right?
That was Nine Inch Nails' song.
That was their
Johnny
song.
Cash.
Okay.
Johnny Cash. Right. Yeah. And how about, I also like Sound of Silence, the Disturbed guy.
Oh,
did.
Disturbed does, dude. And I like that because you look just like that, dude. Every time I look at this song, I think it's you. I'm like, holy shit, my brother Nate's on Disturbed. I really think it's you. I think that you really are that guy. You're just fucking screwing with me, man. I think you are.
Well, here. If I was younger, I might take offense because now you're saying all bald guys look alike. That's not right.
You all do look alike.
Exactly.
I can't tell a bald guy from the next guy. Sorry, man. Yep. I can't tell. You all look like Mr. Clean to me. I don't know.
Yes, you're right.
But you know, but hey, you know what, Nate? Hey, you know what? Deal with it. I've been discriminated against my whole life for being left-handed. So you know what? People, we have nothing out there for left-handers. So whatever.
Dude,
I get it.
They thought you guys were the devil's kids at one time.
Yeah, well,
it did.
Catholic school, Tim and I, when we were at the Catholic school, dude, we were going to hell in a handbasket, baby.
Mm-hmm.
I always say Tim and I had the triple threat. The triple threat. We were Protestant.
I know.
Yeah. Parents were divorced, and we were left-handed, dude. We were going to hell, dude. We were told we're going to hell. We have no chance. Whatever.
Well, remember when we were kids, if you got married and your parents even thought about divorce, they're going to hell right there. Now
Yes.
Not even spoken of. Like you're going to hell for a divorce. Yes. That's it.
And
now
it was,
it's
and it was on, by what do they call it, Nate? It was by what do they call that? Like association. So even if it was your parents, you were still going to hell because of them.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Big time, bro. Big time.
Yeah. Yeah.
And many people that know me, Nate, you know me. I'm a big fan. I'm a big follower of Christ and all. But even I'll say that churches, they messed everything up, man. They messed everything up because the people in churches, everybody likes to blame God. It's his fault, but it's not his fault. It's the people, the human race, man. It's the human race, you know?
Absolutely. So, yep. Religion, a good friend of mine said, religion kills. That's
right.
He didn't mean it. He didn't mean it like literally. He meant that it kills you on your path to God.
Yes. Oh, easy. Easy. That's what he meant. Yes. Easy, bro.
You know who
easy.
That was, right? You know who said that to me, right?
Who?
Frank from all the retreats.
Oh, yeah, Frank.
Yeah. Loved him. Frank, man.
Go ahead, Nate.
No, no, you can say, but Frank was, what the hell was his last name?
Well, yeah.
Oh, my God. But anyway, Frank was, we used to go to retreats with my father, all of us, and he was one of the speakers.
And he was great
guy.
Just
a spiritual retreat. Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. I shouldn't say was, he still is. He's still alive. He was definitely a man that lived, that his daughter was born with born, I forget the name of what it was, but she's had like 50 surgeries. She's an adult now, but throughout the years he went through, him and his wife went through it, and his faith never faltered going through it. So if anybody that was going to have a get away from anything like this, it would have been him, and he didn't. And what I love about him though, Nate, was I used to love about him was, like you said, like he would be like, I remember one time we were at the retreat and he was talking about like having a beer, and everybody's like, you're a pastor, you're having a beer. He's like, and God says I can't have a beer. You know, he was awesome, dude. Frank was just the best, dude.
And
Frank was the
best. He would bring up the four, he would always say, this is why Tim liked them. Frank Friedman, that's it.
Yeah.
He would always say that oh my God! How do you say it? The Beatles? He would say
four theologians. Yep.
And then I remember be like, he's gonna say Peter, Paul, or you know, like, but he always say Ringo.
Yeah, He'd say John, Paul, George, and then Ringo. Yeah. And when he got to George and Ringo, we're all like, what the heck? Who are they? Who are they in the Bible?
That's why Tim loved him, but he was awesome. Yeah. He was down to earth.
Great guy. Yeah. Great guy, man. Great guy. Good mentor for us.
Matt, and I hate to bring it up, but I think that daughter might have passed. I think.
Oh,
really? I think I remember seeing that on Facebook. But I could be wrong.
Oh, I don't know.
That'll be for the next show. I'll make sure. But
we'll have to check it out. Yeah. Oh man.
She was really sick though. She had a lot of ailments, I guess.
So. But she was definitely she was definitely what's the word I'm looking for? She was oh my gosh, what's what I'm looking for, Nate? An inspiration though, that she was a child she really still believed in it, and she went through these surgeries. I remember Frank was telling us that she would go through these surgeries to correct things, and she would like be full force going into it and telling her father, "Don't worry about it, God's got me." I mean, that's amazing. I mean, that's just amazing faith of a child. You know?
That would make me cry right there.
We got to check that out. We'll check that out. But yeah,
I'm gonna look into it.
Folks. So here we are. We're back, folks. We're gonna talk about these things. But one of the things that we're gonna talk about now is we're gonna call this segment. It's gonna called Uncle Jimmy Time. We're gonna call it.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, this is a new segment that we're gonna try to be doing from now on. He's gonna continue to give us these little things. And so basically, I think I told you, Nate, he gave some envelopes that he gave in my mailbox. And he said, don't open them until the show. So we haven't opened these yet.
Okay.
They've not been opened yet.
Yes.
So let's start off, first of all, with random thoughts and observations by Uncle Jimmy. So Nate, I don't know if you probably can't hear this, Nate, but you can attest that I'm opening up for the first time. I don't know if you can hear folks, but
no, I can see it.
All right. I got it. I'm opening it up. And it's a little card here. And here's first random thoughts by Uncle Jimmy. He says, I've decided not to wear any glasses or contact lenses anymore. I've seen enough. So that's a little observation from Uncle Jimmy that he's seen enough. That he's had enough. He's seen enough. And Uncle Jimmy, we agree with you 100%. We're tired of wearing glasses too and contact. We've seen enough of everything in the world. But especially we're tired of all the people with their rose-colored sunglasses that think everything is just wonderful and grand and happy. Right. So I like that observation from Uncle Jimmy. I've decided not to wear any glasses or contact lenses anymore. I've seen enough. I love it. So now we're going to go on to our next one, Nate. And again, Nate's going to watch me as I'm this is called Just Saying with Uncle Jimmy. And Nate's going to watch me again. I'm opening it up for the first time. I'm ripping it open. Another car. Here it is right here. Ah, this is a good one right here. Now, this is a good one. Just saying. This is a good one. With all the talk over the last several years about coronavirus, notice how nobody talks about VD anymore. Just saying. So that's the truth. That's the truth, right?
You know, but, you know, Matt, if we have young listeners, they're not even know what VD is. What's VD?
That's true.
So sexual transmitted diseases, pretty much. Yeah.
So for all of you people out there that wonder what a VD, a venereal disease or a sexual transmitted disease, is what that means. And it was all the hype prior to COVID. I mean, they would talk about all the hype. What were some of the ones, Nate? Herpes.
Herpes. AIDS.
Right. What else?
HIV.
HIV. What else, Nate?
They said that was more than sexually. Syphilis. Gonorrhea. Syphilis.
Yep.
Crabs.
Gonorrhea. Yep.
Crabs.
Yep. Yeah. So those were the ones. And Uncle Jimmy's got a good point. With all the years time of coronavirus, nobody talks about VD anymore. He's got a good point. We don't talk about venereal diseases.
That's true.
Nate, did you have it in when you were in grade school? So when Tim and I were at St. Anne's in grade school, I was like a fourth or fifth grade, they had sex ed classes. Yes. And I remember, do you remember like back then? Because keep in mind, this was the 70s. So all the books they had, when they showed a picture that was drawn of a woman, and they were showing her private parts. Yeah. There was more hair on there than you have on a beard, because it did.
You're right.
You couldn't see.
Well, that's why they call it the 70s. They call it the 70s bush.
I mean, you couldn't see anything in the picture because they drew this big.
Yes.
it looked like they had a beard down there or something.
Yes.
Abraham Lincoln beard or something down there. That's the way it was. The way it was back then. So they had these books in sex ed, and had guys or girls, and you know, they would show different parts of everything. And I can remember like being like in fourth or fifth grade thinking to myself, like, I'm just trying to get through my life here, just trying to get by, not getting bullied every day. Now I gotta worry about how big my penis is. Now I worry about that stuff, you know. Bad enough. You know?
Yes.
So can you imagine kids today? I mean, think about it today. We didn't have to worry about social media.
No.
But these kids do. It's 30 times worse.
Yes, 30. I'd say 1,000 times.
Billions times worse. It's worse than it ever was.
The bullying, online bullying, you can't get away from it.
And they try to say it's getting better.
I don't know.
There's your rose-colored glasses again. Oh, it's getting better. It's not getting better. Kids are now kids aren't being bullied in person anymore. They're being bullied now in online.
Yeah,
they can't get away.
It's not funny. I remember a kid who used to bully you. The Boys and Girls Club we've been used to go to.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So I forget his name, but he was a cocksucker. Excuse my language, but he was.
Yep.
There was no other way to put it.
Yep.
And he found out I was your brother, and he started picking on me. He's a fucking scumbag bully.
Yeah.
I don't know how he turned on. I'm going to pretty much assume that he's in jail or probably died from somebody killing him because he was an asshole.
Yeah. But you're right.
Good. But at least when we left school, it was over. Now it's not. It's not
no.
over.
No, they're it's not over.
Crushed when they go home.
Yeah, it's not over. Yeah, and I do know who you're talking about, and I'm not going to say the name because of the fact that our broadcast is mostly down in your area, and I know they still live in that area. I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to do it because I'm hoping that he changed his ways after 50 years. But you're right though, Nate. I can remember like being at home terrified. I remember like going down to the Boys and Girls Club, and hanging down there and like not wanting to like leave. Because I was so scared. He was outside waiting for me.
Yes.
He knew at that time that my friends who would threaten him, Gordon, Robert, Richard, and them would threaten him.
Right,
and he knew at that time that if they weren't around, that he can get me. And they weren't around because they didn't go to the Boys and Girls Club. We did.
Yes. Yeah.
And he would wait. And I remember one time. I remember I ran away. I ran away. I was so scared. I took off from the Boys and Girls Club, and I took off and I hid. And mommy and they couldn't find me for like hours.
Right.
And they had the cops looking for me like that. And they couldn't find me. I was like maybe like 13, maybe 14 years old. And they couldn't find me. So scared. Yep. And then when mommy found out about it, I never forget. She told Tim because he was afraid of Tim. And and I remember her telling Tim. She said tomorrow you go down. You find that little SOB and you threaten his ass. And he did. And Tim, he never bothered me again until Tim joined the Navy.
Yep.
And he started up again. So folks, I know what bullying is about. I've been bullied. Nate, we've been bullied. Like Nate said, he started picking on them.
Yep.
So we know what bullying is. And bullying has not gotten better. It's getting worse because now it's social media. Like you said, Nate, we got to go home. I got to go home and I got to be among my friends who protected me. And I didn't have to worry about it anymore. And that, you know, stuff like that. So, but we definitely know that bullying has to stop. But now here's the problem though. The problem, Nate, is that bullying isn't only among kids anymore. It's among adults now.
I think it's always been, don't you think?
It's always been, right?
But it's just worse. What's the word? Exacerbated more because parents go online now and there's people that do it. They go online as like a different person and they'll bully the people their kids don't like or giving their kids
But this goes on in, with our politicians right now. They bully all the time. If you don't like what they say, they bully you. If you don't look the way they want you to look, they bully you. If you don't believe what they believe, they bully you. It's all the case right now. It's going on right now. I myself, for my job, my work, I can't voice my opinion, or I'll lose my job. That's just how it is right now.
That's not right.
It's not right, but it is what it is, and that's just how it goes. So again, and a lot of people face that. I know they do. But again, it's just another form. It's just another form of bullying, is what it is, and it happens. And when our children see our adults doing that, especially our leaders of this country, because I'm sorry, and you can all get mad at me all you want. Everybody get mad at me all you want, but I'm sorry, but you got both Biden and Trump both bullies. I'm sorry.
Oh,
get mad at me all you want. Okay.
Well, they can't get mad. It's true.
No, I know it's true, but it is. It is. But so yeah, and I say that because again. Been bullied. So Nate, let's go to the last part here of our joke of the day. Our joke of the day from Uncle Jimmy. So hold on, let me put my glasses on here. I'm gonna open it up, Nate. I got it out here, and here we go.
I can't wait.
Here's the joke of the day. A husband and wife are rushing around to be on time for a dinner engagement. The husband jumps in the shower after the wife gets out. The doorbell rings. The husband says to the wife, "Honey, would you mind going downstairs and answering the door?" She says, "No problem." She answers the door, and it is their neighbor, Bill, at the door. Bill sees her in her robe and says, "Hey, I'll give you $800 to drop that robe and let me see what's underneath." She thinks about it for a minute and says, "Well, why not?" After seeing her naked, Bill gives her the $800. She goes back upstairs. The husband asks, "Who was at the door?" She says, "It was just our neighbor, Bill." The husband says, "Did he say anything about the $800 that he owes me?"
I'm sorry, but Bill reminds me of me if I was single.
Well, the worst part is that we have a neighbor Bill in the neighborhood here, Jim, Uncle Jimmy. So what's going on, buddy?
No, you don't.
What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah. Oh, great.
But you know what though? I want to take that back because. Uncle Jimmy's wife is the most wonderful person that you would ever meet. She's a sweetheart, and I know she would never, ever, ever do that. So I know that's not from personal experience.
Yeah, she is awesome. She's a very
great man. She's lovely, beautiful.
I met her briefly because Uncle Jimmy's I like to say he fit in with us because we're all the same. You know me for 5 minutes, it's like you know me your whole life.
Well,
he's the same way.
Yeah.
Same way, man. You got a good neighbor, man. You got lucky.
Yeah, he's a great guy, and he knows too. When Ben passed away, you know, he was one of the first ones that reached out to me because he also lost his sister and brother too. So he also had lost.
He lost his sister siblings. And brother.
Uncle Jimmy, forgive me. I'm pretty sure I know sister, and I'm pretty sure a brother as well. So he knows. So he knows. Yeah. You know, he knows what he went through. He was here for me. He talked with me. He comforted me. about it, and it was nice to know from someone that has also gone through that. Yes. So again, Uncle Jimmy, thank you very much, brother, for everything that you do.
Thank you. Yeah, and he would message me too. He always messages me, actually. Oh, yeah. He's the best.
Yeah. And I also want to say,
Is his parents still alive?
No. No.
Okay. No, I just feel horrible for parents that got to go through that. You know what I mean?
Like, oh gosh, yeah, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure that they did. At least his mom did, because
I know, and they got to suffer all that time. Because mommy's still suffering over that. Like, obviously, but
yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't know what I would do. I honestly don't.
Bro. I don't know. I'm with you, on that. Don't know. I probably would take the drink and probably drink myself to death. Probably, I probably would. I don't know.
Yeah. And it just proves how strong these people are, because like you said, I might do the easy thing and take a bridge or something. I hate to say that, but
right. Yeah. 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 I don't know. Well, I don't want to infuse the podcast with my own personal religious beliefs or my own personal faith, but I would definitely Frank. I remember one time we talked about Frank earlier, and Frank had said that, that whole thing about when it says that God opens up another door and to help you out. And I remember Frank said, that's a bunch of crap, because you ever lose a child? Did you ever watch your child suffer all the time? There's no taking that pain away. There's no getting away from that. It's just the strength of God that gets you through it. So that's what I hopefully would believe in, that would happen, that I would have his strength and I would be able to depend on that, you know?
And he knows, he would know he's going
to- Yeah. So, all exactly. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So yeah. So folks, that was Uncle Jimmy. We're gonna hope that we're gonna get more from him. We're gonna hopefully bring that on a constant basis from Uncle Jimmy. Yeah. Uncle Jimmy, if you're listening, which I know you're going to be, we want more. We want more. So we can make this a regular segment of the.
We need Uncle Jimmy minute. Yes. We need him and Justin.
Yeah. Yeah.
We need him and Justin to get in touch somehow.
Yeah, we need to get those two. Yeah, him and Justin together.
Yes.
And they can really come up with some good stuff for us, because they can definitely probably educate us about things that are going on for sure. You know?
I'd even have them on.
Or even possibly do that, right? Even might do that. Yeah, it'd be awesome. That'd be awesome, man. Hell yeah.
Their two emails are pretty much identical.
Right.
No, they were.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right. Exactly, bro. Yep. Crazy. Yep.
Great guys, too. But.
I want to bring up real quickly, because we always forget to do this till the last minute, but we also want to bring up our buddies over there at the Bug Guys team.
Yes.
Our boys, Bill and Carl, and their staff, Nittany and Winnie. And we want to bring up the Bug Guys. So again, that's the Bug Guys with the Z. So the Bug Guys with the Z.com. Look them up. These guys are certified. They have their 5-star winners of many awards. They have a lot of really good, wonderful comments about them. They do home inspection, general pest inspection, ant extermination, bug and insect extermination, rodent extermination, pest control extermination, and if anybody's driving you crazy, they'll exterminate them too. So they're great guys. Of course, I'm kidding. I don't want to get them in trouble. I'm kidding. I don't want to get them in trouble. But these guys do a lot of stuff. They take care of spiders, ants, roaches, wildlife, rodents, bed bugs. These guys are awesome. So again, the bug guys with the Z .com, or you can email them at help@thebugguys.com. Phone number 570-855-5335. And Nate, you were involved in bug control for a little while, right?
Yeah. 4 years I did it for Orkin.
Yeah. So Nate, tell me, Nate, is this the time of year right now? Do they start to come out now that it's getting cold outside? Do they start getting into your homes now, or is that a misconception?
Well, fleas definitely will.
Okay,
fleas will come in. If a lot of people start seeing fleas around now.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yes, because they're coming in. It's getting cold, and mice. Okay. You'll start seeing mice like crazy in your house. And
oh wow!
Listen.
Okay.
Flea, everybody has mice. So if you see a mouse, don't panic. I mean, unless you see like a million droppings under your sink, because mice are expert climbers.
Yeah.
They'll go right up your pipe chases. So you'll see like droppings under your sinks and stove. But and I think that hasn't changed. But obviously Bill and Carl could, if they could, let us know for sure. But definitely, yeah, fleas come in because it's getting cold. Other animals, they pretty much go, I think, like ants go underground deeper. Okay. You know what I mean? They don't. But if you're seeing ants in the winter, that's a problem, especially okay. carpenter ants. That means their nest is probably in your house.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You know, yeah, if you're seeing like big black ants, the little sugar ones, I don't even care about those.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like the little, nobody, like Michelle panics when she sees them, but if you're seeing big black ants, those are carpenter ants. So they can be more destructive than termites. You know, so.
So Nate, the little sugar ants, are those the ones that smell like bug, like bug control spray or something? There's like those little ants I remember, up here we have them. They're like little red ants, and if you squish them, they smell like horrible, like bug spray or something. Yeah, they smell horrible.
Maybe because I got sprayed so much, you're immune to it
now. I don't know. Well, somebody said it was something about like it was like an adrenaline gland or something. That they are a defense mechanism. They actually like a scent that comes off them that scares other bugs away from them. It smells like bug control. Like smells really? like Raid. They smell like Raid.
Guess what? Bill and Carl, we need you to listen and answer that. I never heard of
that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. And then maybe Bill and Carl can give us some tips also for people. If you guys can maybe give some tips for winter and stuff like that. Because another thing that somebody told me was that when you start turning on the heat, that the bugs that are kind of in your heating area, they start to come out because now the heat's like pushing them out because they're too hot. I don't know if that's true or not.
Right.
But if you guys have any tips for our listeners, we'd love to.
Please.
We'd love to hear them. Yeah, but again, folks, the Bug Guys, Bill and Carl, the Bug Guys with a Z.com. They're really good guys. They're great guys, and they'll give you you get a free estimate, and they'll come over, look at everything for you, and mention our names, and they'll even better. Yeah,
we'll take care of you. Yep.
Yeah, Nate. So, dude. So, what else is going on, man? What else before we get done here for the night? What else is happening?
I don't know. I know I have work tomorrow. I haven't been there a week and a half, so otherwise, honestly, nothing. Like I said, me and Michelle had fun.
Good.
We're back home, and I'm not gonna lie, I like being back home in my own house in my own bed. And I miss Daisy, and Daisy's me and Michelle met. You know, we're gonna be married 5 years already, so we met 10 years ago, and after being childhood friends, actually, I was best friends with my brother,
right?
And and she had a dog already, and the best dog. I mean, I always say we ever owned, but it's actually hers. You know Daisy, she's the best.
Yeah, right. You
know? And Garrett calls her the cat because she's a little chihuahua.
Yes.
But I did miss her. I'm not gonna lie. I miss, of course, the kids, Maddie and Ari. But it's nice getting away, just you two, just the two, me and her. You know.
Right.
But that's it. How about you? You got anything? Anything new or
No, same old stuff. You know, today I got stitches out of my back for that thing I had on my back, which was that cyst, whatever the heck it was.
You know what, Matt? That reminds me. I was a girl at work said she listened to the podcast.
Yeah,
and I went out to her. I said, "Did you really listen?" She goes, "Yeah, your brother was talking about his boil." I said, "He must have been." So
I got that taken care of.
Good. Allie Burke, her name. Thank you, Gary Kozlowski. Joey Hall. Yep. Oh my God. Yep. Tony Wesley. There's tons at work who listen. Billy Davies. There's quite a few guys there. Billy actually liked our take on all the politics. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Awesome.
All the usuals. Justin Morgan, of course. He really likes the podcast. Big Jim, my man, Uncle Jimmy.
Yeah, Uncle Jimmy. Yeah, our guy. Yeah,
Daria. Of course, our mother.
Yep. All of you. Thank you so much for listening to us. You know, our email again. If you have any opinions or any thoughts, is East Coast Bros with an Esto 2 at gmail.com. We definitely want to hear from you. We love to hear your opinions. We'd love to hear what you thought about Uncle Jimmy's and his thoughts of the day and his joke of the day, which was awesome. And we're gonna hope to get more for you next time.
I forgot one more. A kid from the boxing gym. He's actually a pretty decent fighter. He's 14 and he just fought, he lost. But you know what? With a good loss, you learn more. I always say that. You know, you're not going to win them all. Onyx. His name is Onyx. Nice kid. Nice. Tell you what, he throws body shots. He was crumbling me, and he only weighs
Really?
about 150 pounds with the body suit on. I had to quit. Yeah, he can punch.
Nice.
Puerto Rican, nice kid.
Nice. Yeah. Puerto Rican blood, just like us, man. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Awesome, bro. Awesome.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's it, though, right? Did we cover everything?
You know, we're doing pretty damn good with it. The I think we did, right? I think we did cover everything.
I think so. Daria had other things, but I think we touched on everything that she was talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I remember
she
left a bunch.
Yeah, there's still more from her that we have to go over. Well, we'll talk about them in the coming week because she had a lot
of
stuff.
Maybe that'll be, yeah.
But Daria, if you're listening though, you know, what do you think about the answer to that, to your riddle? Either like Nate said, there's two for the chef, or as I said, the other gentleman said, there's one for the dog and then one for the chef. So, or one for the grill that gets burnt.
Yeah.
So
that falls in between.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So let's, although I'm a fat pig, right? I go after that sucker. I don't give a damn.
So do I. I take the grates out and pull it out of there.
I'll spend a half an hour trying to get that sucker out of there. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
But I did want to say too, I was looking at this views and opinions disclaimer thing. And I just wanted to say that, you know, the views expressed by some of our viewers and emails, stuff like that, are those of our viewers and listeners, and they don't necessarily reflect our official policies or positions in our podcast. Okay,
right.
Just want everybody to know that you know, some of the things said don't necessarily reflect what we might agree with or anything like that. But again, we want your views, we want your opinions, we want to hear from you, and you know, so we just want to kind of put that out there that we. You know, we don't mean any harm to anyone. We don't want to, because like we said, Nate, we don't want to be put off as people thinking that we're bullying. We're not trying to do that. We're just having fun, and we're enjoying ourselves. And you know,
I don't hate Democrats. I don't hate Republicans, but I would love to get different views from both. I did vote for Trump. In my opinion, I thought it was the lesser of two evils, which
right.
Between me, Matt, between all of us, I don't know why I said between us because we're live, but in America, the greatest nation in the world, why are we, how do we have two candidates? And I'm saying that I'm picking the lesser of two evils.
Right.
Do you know
right,
what I mean?
Right. Right.
How sad is that? That's just, sad.
Well, it's like I said to you before, Nate, and many people that know me, I sent out emails and my Facebook and stuff like that, where I've said that we are under this two-party system where they've monopolized the political system. If you're an independent, if you're a person that's going out as an independent or even an unaffiliated, you don't have a snowball's chance in hell of winning. Because the money, the Republicans and the Democrats, the national conventions, they have all the money. They got millions, if not billions. And when they pick a candidate, that person's got it made, and they have billions to back them up. And unfortunately, these independents or these unaffiliated people, or even there was a guy here in Rhode Island, Nate, he's dead now. But you ever hear of the Cool Moose political party? Yeah. His last name was Healy. I don't know if that's up here in Rhode Island or not, but Healy, and he every year came out for governor in the Cool Moose party, and he, poor guy, lost every year. But he was a funny dude. He was like this dude. He had like long, like curly black hair. He looked like what's his name? What's the guy that makes all those funny songs?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah, he looked like Weird Al Yankovic. Dude. Yeah, he did. A little
How
fatter.
Do you forget that? That was our childhood.
I know.
Just eat it and like a surgeon.
he looked like that, but a little fatter. He passed away, but he he never had a snowball's chance in hell of winning the election, but every year he came out under this Cool Moose party. But again, like I said, Nate, that's the problem. I mean, I've said it many times, they've got the monopoly on it, and they do what they do because they know if they can continue Democrats and Republicans hating each other and fighting amongst each other, then they know that divides us and we can't see what's going on in Washington. And I've said it before. And that's what it's all about. It's all about basically dividing the people. So that's my opinion. So
no, and that's what Justin Morgan said about bringing up other things to keep your eye off that 7 hours of silence.
Right.
He's like, now you're hearing about these other people. Who gives a shit about these about what's her face at the football games.
Like, oh my gosh! Yes.
Like, who cares? That's like the center of all attention. Like, I get it.
Taylor Swift and Kelsey. It's like, who cares, man?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't. I have nothing against her. I like her as a person.
Yes, absolutely.
But dude, you're 34 years old. Stop acting like you're 12. Yes. That's all that I'm going to say about that. Just stop acting like you're 12.
Exactly.
And you know, and I'm sorry, but I like her, and I don't even mind Kelsey that much. But enough is enough. No. Every time that he does something, he's looking up. You can see him looking up in the thing up there for her, and then they show her. I'm tired of it, dude. Tired of it. I'm tired of politics in football.
Yeah.
I'm tired of these actors and actresses getting involved in football too. I'm tired of it. Let's just play some football. Let's just play football.
Yeah.
Done with this shit. It's Nate. Isn't football is our escape, right? It's our escape from our wives, from our kids, from our dogs, from our cats, from our work. Yeah. It's our escape.
You're right.
Absolutely. And now you've ruined it on us. You've ruined it.
Yeah.
You've ruined
Nate. People, you know what I've been getting into? I've been getting into lately, a guy from work is a huge Phillies fan, and he records them and watching at work. So I've been watching baseball lately.
Really?
Yeah, I'm into the Phillies a little bit because, you know, Ben with the Phillies. Right. But no, you're right. It is our escape. And the Eagles lost, and I thought the Jets played a great game, though. I mean, they just looked
unbeatable.
But why did Jalen Hurts throw in a double coverage like that? Like, were the odds against them? They want to lose the game?
You don't know.
Should have ran it down the middle or something.
Well, the same thing. We can talk about it another time. But the same thing goes for that Giants play when if you watched it at the halftime, and the quarterback, whatever the quarterback there, when they have like 10 seconds to go, they're at the 2-yard line, and he does an audible, and they instead of passing it, which and he tried to run in, and they got stomped. And then what happened? They couldn't line up to play one more play for the field goal. So that Jet, the Giants coach, whoever he was livid, bro. He was livid. They were trying to interview him before he went in at halftime, and he told the woman, he said, "I'm sorry." He said, I cannot talk to you right now. My mind is not with it right now. I'm livid, and I have to get into the locker room." Yeah, that was messed up. So I'm with you, bro. What's up with this, man? What's going? What are they doing here? What are they doing?
I
2 minutes.
Go ahead. I never disliked the Giants. They're in the same division with the Eagles.
Right.
I thought Buffalo's a good team. I thought they put up a pretty decent fight. So. I mean, there's still a lot of season left. They might be out. Who knows?
Well, you know, I want Buffalo to lose, of course, because Miami. Even though Miami is 5-1, and they are, and Buffalo's 4-2 right now, and Miami for the first time in is ahead of the division, which is amazing. Everybody, I am a Miami fan, so I am. Been since 1974.
My man Gary Kozlowski is another fan with you.
Yeah, good. So
he
Gary,
just turned 49 yesterday, I think. Turned 49.
Gary, we got it, buddy. We got it, Gary. This year's our year, baby. That's it. Yep. We're going to take it this year. Look, I say this, Nate. As long as if we win the division this year, I'm happy. Then next year we can win the conference. Then after that, we can win the – I just want to win the freaking division, and I'll be happy. I'll be happy.
Right, let me say real quick before we end. Yep. I remember as a kid in school, they used to make the clay things. You had a Dan Marino one.
Yes, I still have it, the ceramic.
Tim had – what did you have, Bradshaw?
Yes, and I had Marino.
Yes. Yep. And I guess they stopped doing that.
They did. Yeah. It was a copyright infringement. That's why. But as a matter of fact, real quick, Nick, because we got a minute left, real quick. But I also when I went to San Diego, they had that, and they had back then they had an ET thing that we did, and ET was big. ET was out, and they came and confiscated all the ETs because they were in copyright infringement. Well, mine was all done. It was in the burning thing, whatever they call that thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was in there. And the teacher at that time, a nun, basically kept it hidden. And for me.
All right.
It was all done. Okay. She hid it in the thing. All right, folks, we got to go.
All right, guys. Yeah.
We got to go. East Coast Bros 2. Again, East love Coast you guys. Bros 2. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Nate, love you, brother. Glad you guys are back from your trip, man. We'll talk.
All right, brother.
All right, man. Bye, everybody. Take care.